reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is, back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not then have put my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and they will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what they have will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. This reading always brings back fond memories of my time in the parish when the coordinator of our vacation Bible school would ask for volunteers to participate in what was called the Kingdom Assignment. This is a movement that encourages people to share their time, talent, and treasure to build the Kingdom of God in their midst. In our parish, it entailed giving 10 families $100 each and telling them 3 things. 1, the money wasn't theirs, but God's. 2, they were to do something with the money to further God's kingdom. And 3, they were to report back in 90 days. As the families shared the experiences of what they were doing with their $100, others wanted to join them, either by participating in it themselves or making further donations. Some of the assignments that we heard about led to providing backpacks filled with books for libraries for one of the inner city schools. Others created care packages for children in the hospitals. Still others provided smoke alarms for the local fire department to distribute to families in need. Thousands of additional dollars were raised. Each story was inspiring, one after the other. All of this was a tremendous witness to the parish community, and as the families talked about the relationships that were built, the good that was done, the difference it made in people's lives, parishioners were often moved to tears and were inclined to get involved themselves. That is the point of the gospel, to use the gifts with which we've been blessed in order to grow God's reign. But I have to admit that there has always been something unsettling about today's gospel for me. And it comes when the man who was given the 1 talent says to the master, "I knew you to be demanding, harvesting where you did not plant, gathering where you did not scatter." In these few words, the master sounds rather unjust in his dealings with people and property. especially as he throws the servant out at the end of the story. How can this master be an image of God for us? I once heard a scripture scholar offer another perspective, which turns the traditional interpretation of the parable on its ear. She suggested looking at the parable as a critique of unjust situations. Though the first two servants do as commanded by the master and are rewarded for it, the third servant, by burying the one talent he had been given, refuses to participate in such injustice and pays the price. As we look at the situation in Iraq today, I can't help but think that perhaps this interpretation has something to say to us. The Islamic State is demanding and threatening, and the Christians and Yazidis are not giving in to their demands. They are remaining faithful, refusing to participate in the unjust situation and paying the price, with wailing and grinding of teeth as they are cast out into the desert with nothing more than the clothes on their back. Though we feel helpless watching the images on TV and doing what we can in praying for them, making donations, and writing elected leaders, there is no doubt that these brothers and sisters of ours are witnessing the Christ carrying the cross. This particular interpretation of the parable still leaves plenty of questions. But that's what parables are meant to do: leave us wrestling with questions instead of providing easy answers. Both interpretations, however, invite us to participate in the kingdom assignment, the assignment given to us in baptism, to follow the way of Jesus Christ, by using the fruits we have been given, including the gift of faith, to witness to God's presence in our lives, knowing at times it will entail carrying the cross, but always bearing fruit. And therein we will hear, "Well done, good and faithful servants."